This interview is brought to you by NTT Data. NTT Data delivers on your mission by combining superior talent and over 55 years of government expertise with a comprehensive portfolio of technologies from cloud, security, and consulting to modernization and IT solutions. We're your ideal partner for reimagining your healthcare IT. Visit nttdataservices.com.
I'm here with Heather Fudnell, Chief Nursing Informatics Officer at NTT Data at HIMSS. It's so great to have you and chat today about some of your priorities.
Thanks for having me.
All right, so what are some of the biggest trends you're foreseeing impact the overall healthcare landscape?
I'm sure this is no surprise to anyone, but resource constraints, staffing, rising costs, cybersecurity issues, lots of talk around data management. How do we store it, gather it, share it securely in the right format so the right people can get it at the right time? It's kind of the same story, I like to say, just a different day, but things have been a bit amplified with all, the recent trends with, like I said, cybersecurity is probably one of the biggest ones, especially with the recent incident I'm sure everyone is well aware of.
Yeah, for sure. And this HIMSS is always such a great space to kind of learn, what's new and what's out there, come together and learn best practices and trends. From a tech perspective, how is government benefiting from some of these trends?
Well, there's an abundance of data out there. Data, almost too much data. And we're generating more and more every day. So I think the government can benefit by, taking all that into consideration to create better programs. Underserved populations have healthier communities, identify trends for like disease surveillance and, how can we better manage chronic conditions to get to where we're more proactive and focusing on well care versus sick care, which is what we've historically been known to do.
Absolutely.
As well as virtual care and AI, I think would be a big benefit because there's a lot of people who can't access care. So think about active military service members, veterans, to get them the care they need when they need it, when it's most crucial. So I think that's a big benefit the government can leverage right now.
Okay. Awesome. What are some of the challenges facing healthcare practitioners and technologists? You mentioned some of them with like burnout and some of the cyber challenges there, but can you walk through how data is really poised to make a difference in some of those?
So as a nurse who used to be at the bedside, and I left 10 years ago, and we're still dealing with the same things that I dealt with at the bedside. I think it's just been exacerbated. But data, when we need it in the right format, is non-existent. Trying to get the pertinent information you need to deliver safe patient care to your patients in a timely manner was always a struggle. It's still a struggle because now we even have more data. You would think more data, better benefit, make things easier. No, because it's unstructured. It's not in the right format. It's coming at you from all directions. So that adds more workload, heavier workload burdens to nurses. And we're dealing with staffing shortages. So we need to do the opposite. We need to alleviate all the, heavy burdens and heavy workloads and make clinicians more efficient. Another issue is, we're always talking about all these great new emerging technologies. AI is a big one. But if you're trying to implement those on all these outdated legacy foundations and infrastructures, it does not work well. So I'm seeing that cause a lot of problems as well. The user experience just is not great when you have all these aging systems and, legacy infrastructures.
Right, absolutely. AI has been around, especially here covering HIMSS. I hear AI all the time, but it feels bigger this year than in previous years. Why do you think that is?
I think it's just the next big thing that is finally more abundant around. I mean, I think we've had Siri and Alexa for a while, and now healthcare is like, oh, we can leverage that. Like, let's take this technology and, you know, leverage it in healthcare. And I think maybe it's more popular now just because of everything we just mentioned with, you know, the staffing shortages, heavy workload burden. So I look at AI, especially for nurses, as having an extra nurse tech and nurse assistant to be there to, you know, alleviate some of the burden of heavy workloads.
Especially over the pandemic and everything that we saw there, that's probably needed now more than ever.
Exactly.
So, okay. What are you looking forward to at this conference and over the next year?
Getting to intermingle with people. I do a lot of it remotely, so I love being able to connect with clients, partners, colleagues that, you know, I mostly interact with over Teams and virtual encounters. So that's probably my favorite. But also just seeing all the new companies and new technologies, looking at all the demos and really thinking about, oh, well, how can we start leveraging this to really help clinicians and patients and, you know, the entire healthcare ecosystem. So that's probably my favorite.
Okay. Cool. Well, Heather, thank you for chatting with me and getting a look at just what's something interesting happening at HIMSS and something to look forward to. Thank you.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it.
HealthCast, along with GovCast and CyberCast, is a production of GovCIO Media and Research. To explore our content, visit our website, govciomedia.com. Keep an eye out for new episodes every Tuesday. And if you like what you heard, leave us a review on the podcast platform of your choice. Have a topic you want us to discuss? Contact us at newsletter@govcio.com.